ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 भूमिर् आपो अनलो वायु
हं
मनो
बुद्धिर्वा
अहंकारा मे
भिन्ना
प्रकृति
अष्टधा
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
अहंकार इति यं मे
अहंकार इति यं मे
भिन्ना प्रकृतिरष्टधा
भिन्ना प्रकृतिरष्टधा
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
अहंकार इति यं मे
अहंकार इति यं मे
भिन्ना प्रकृतिरष्टधा
भिन्ना प्रकृतिरष्टधा
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
भूमिरापो नमो वायु
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
हं मनो बुद्धिरेव च
अहंकार इति यं मे
अहंकार इति यं मे
Inna prakriti rashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
So, humi rapo nalo vayu. हंग मन बुद्धि रेवच अहंकार इति अंग में भिन्ना प्रकृति अस्तला भिन्ना मीन्स सेपरेटेड सेपरेटेड मीन्स कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन इन द भगवद गीता दैट माया ततमिदं सर्वं जगत अव्यक्त मूर्तिना कृष्णा इज एवरीवेयर एज इट इज कन्फर्म्ड इन द ब्रह्म संहिता एक पशु रचे तुम जगदन्न कोटि जट शक्ति रस्ति जगदन्न चयादंतम अन्नांतरस्थं परमानुचयांतरस्थं गोविंदम आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजा कृष्णा बाय हिज वन प्लेनरी पोर्शन व्हेन ही से ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्णा इज नॉट अलोन कृष्णा हैज अनलिमिटेड एक्सपेंशन Just like one expansion is Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna expands himself. There are millions and trillions of living entities. Anantaya Kalpa. The living entity is such an Anantaya Kalpa. So Krishna's expansion is also ananta. Not only within the heart of all living entities, but he is within the atom. Annantarastham paramantaya. But this is only one plenary portion expansion of Krishna. Therefore in the morning we are study, So to understand Krishna philosophically or in truth, he requires little intelligence. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu tasvila rusti, jatatam rusti jnana. So, Krishna expands by energy, one of the energy, external energy. Therefore it is called apara. Krishna will explain in the next class, aparani, inferior energy. For Krishna, there is no superior inferior. But for us, it is superior and inferior. Because Krishna is the supreme spirit soul. Take for example, just like electricity is producing heat and cool off. There is refrigerator that is being worked out by the electric energy. And the heater is also being worked out by the electric energy. So we may distinguish this, that this is heat and this is cold. But for Krishna, there is no such distinction. That will be understood by further explanation of this chapter. So these energy, external energy, Krishna says, they are separated. Separated means you cannot perceive Krishna directly from this energy. All materialistic scientists, they cannot understand that earth is also Krishna's energy, water is also Krishna's energy, fire is also Krishna's energy. But their energy, that they can understand. They are accepting, the scientists, they are accepting that these are different energies, but whose energy, that they do not know. Therefore, Krishna is explaining here that it is my energy, separated energy. If we analytically study how water can be energy of Krishna, we should study Krishna and Krishna's energy very intelligently. Where from this vast water of ocean came into existence. But we can understand from Bhagavad Gita that this vast water has come from Krishna's energy. Now try to understand how Krishna's energy can produce so large amount of water. So far I am concerned, I study in this way, that we produce perspiration from our body. That perspiration may be 1 ounce of water, but that is produced from my body. But Krishna has got inconceivable energy. I have got also inconceivable energy. How the water is coming out, I do not know. It is inconceivable. But it is coming out. That's a fact. So, I am a very small, teeny living entity. If I can produce, because I am always limited, therefore my energy is also limited. But Krishna is unlimited. So, he can produce water from the perspiration of his body unlimited. We have to understand like that. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand how water came from the energy of Krishna. It is coming from the living entity. Water is not coming from matter. Just like your perspiration is not coming. When the body is dead, the water is not coming. But so long you are living, the perspiration is there. Therefore, the source of all material elements is originally the supreme life, not matter. That is explained here. Bhumi Rapa Naloba. But they are separated. How they are separated? That is explained in a defined verse. Maya tatamidam sattvam jagat avyakta murtina masthani sarvabhutani naham tesu avasthita. It is separated because in this material world you cannot directly perceive the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. Naham tesu avasthita. I am not present there. Although it is coming from my energy, still I am not present there. This is simultaneously one and different philosophy. Here, Krishna says that ahankara isyamui bhinna pratikriya. Everything is finite. Just like the heart is grosser than the water. Water finite. Heart cannot move, but water can move. Therefore, it is finer. And finer than the heart is the fire. And finer than the fire is air. And finer than the air is ether. And finer than the ether is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than intelligence is my identity, ahankar. And finer than the ahankar is the soul. You have to study soul, finer, 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 finer. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita in another place that indriyani pararahu, indriyabha parammana, manasastu paro buddhi, in this way. Finer, finer. And the soul is very small magnitude fine. Kesharjo satubhāgat. Satubhākulpita-sat. So, everything is explained in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. If we accept, then we get full knowledge. The beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, in this chapter, Krishna says, asaṃsāṃ samabrahmā yathāgāśya-sitāśya. Without any doubt, and in full, as you can understand me, I am going to explain. So, these five elements, gross elements, mumi-rapa-nara-vāyu-khaṃ, and finer than mana-buddhi-ahankār, mind, intelligence, and false ego. False ego means, I am identifying with this matter, which I am not. Therefore, ahankar, this ahankar is false ahankar, which I am not. I am accepting that I am this body. But actually I am not. Therefore, I am saying it is false ego. Real ahankar is aham brahmas. There is also ahankar. Ahankar cannot be abolished. Ahankar will be there. But ahankar has to be clean. Therefore, bhakti marga, the path of bhakti yoga, is the cleansing process, clearing process. Cheto dhatvana marjana. Everything is there, but it has to be clean. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you will be able to cleanse your misconception of life. Misconception of life is that I am this matter. This is ahankar, false ahankar. But I am actually not this matter. I am spirit soul. Therefore, pure ahankar is aham brahma, spirit, so that is the beginning of understanding. Aham brahma, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasuchati Matam. If one understands this fact that I am not this material body, I am a spirit soul, that is called Brahma Bhuta. So gradually, by understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and practicing it in life, we shall very easily understand the Atma Tattva. That is the real business of human life. Unfortunately, we are not interested in the matter of understanding Atma Tattva. Srutabhyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasat. Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, you are speaking to Maharaj Parikshit that for ordinary man, there are many subject matter of here. Srutabhyadini. Srutabhya means the subject matter for here. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, for the ordinary man, who is that ordinary man? Apasthatam atmatattam. Apasthatam. One who has no interest to see what he is. Everyone is under this contemplation that he is his body and his bodily interest is the prime interest. But nobody sees the atmatattam. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said, Srutubhyadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Sahasrata. We have got so many books, so many newspapers, so many magazines. We hear and read, but we are not interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, where Atma Tattva, the science of soul, is discussed. So why they are not interested? The apasthatam atma tattvam griheshu grihemevina. Griheshu, a household life, they are thinking this is life. Tatala saitate barilindu sama sutta mita ramani samadhi. Vidyapati, a great poet, Vaishnava poet, he has sung that we are happy within this material world. How? Sutta mita ramani samadhi. Sutta means children. And mita means friend. And ramani means owner. So actually, our material life existing is society, friendship and love. If there are nice, beautiful women at home, children and friends, we are taking, this is our life. But that is not life. Real life is to understand what I am. Atma-tattam. Atma-tattam. Without understanding Atma-tattam, the life is failure. Therefore, Vidyapati sings, Tatala saitate baridindu sama sutta mita ramani samaj. We have created the society, friendship and love in this material world for becoming happy. Everyone wants to be happy because that is his natural inclination. Anandamaya Vyasa. As Krishna is happy always, we see Krishna is enjoying his life with Srimati Radharani and the gopis or the cowherd boy or his father, that is his spiritual, everything. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavital, that is Ananda Chin, a similar imitation. Here in this material world, the same thing, Sutamita Ramani Samadhi, but it is false.
Just like you see water in the desert. You see there is vast mass of water in the desert. And the animal falsely go to drink the water and die. Similarly, in this material world, this Sitamuta Ramani Samadhi, what we are trying to become happy, that is like will of the wheat, false thing. Real life is in the society of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says, Krishna samsara para charyanas. If you enter into the society, friendship and love of Krishna, that is perfect. Not in this fall, Kumi Rapanalabai. They are separated energy. This is also made by the Krishna's energy. But it is separate reflection. False is going on Sayeva. Sayeva means just like shadow. Just like you see your face in the mirror. But it is not actually the face. It is simply the face is here and the shadow is there. Similarly, this material world, Meda Bhumi Rapa Analavai, Bhagavana Buddhi, they are just like reflections of the real life in the spiritual world. Therefore it is called separated energy. Why Krishna says? Krishna says here that Bhinna, Bhinna means separate. The example I have already, sometimes I give, just like I speak in the tape recorder. When you play, replay the tape recorder, the same voice will come. But that is not myself. That is my separated energy. With my energy I have spoken something, I have vibrated some sound that is recorded in the tape. When it is played back, it produces exactly the same sound, but still it is separated from. Try to understand, this material world is like that. Bhinna, separate. The real life is in the spiritual world. The real life is, therefore in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Satyam Param Dhimahi. The real truth, the absolute truth, I am offering my obeisances to the absolute. To Krishna is the absolute. Krishna is explaining himself. If we want to understand Krishna, then instead of speculating about Krishna, better take what Krishna is teaching himself. That will be perfect. So the real understanding of Krishna, that this material world is also Krishna. But we do not know how to use it for Krishna. If you take to that process, Krishna's energy should be for Krishna's purpose. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy never says that this world is false. Why it is false? It is not false. As the Mahavadi philosopher says, the Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. No. Why Jagan Mitha? Just like this temple is constructed. If somebody says, yes, it is very nicely constructed, but it is all false. Shall I be happy? No. And actually, why it is false? It is not false. It is Krishna's energy. The Bhumi Rapa Analabai. What is this temple? This temple is combination of the Bhumi Rapa Analabai. Tejo Bharimit Vinimayam. This brick. What is this brick? Brick means you take earth, mix it with water, and put it into the fire, it becomes brick. And there is air. So, it is Krishna's energy. It is not material. It is Krishna's energy. Because the philosophy is that Krishna's energy should be used for Krishna's purpose. Then it is spiritual. That is our philosophy. Srila Rupa Goswami gives this formula. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sammandhi bostuna. Mumukshuri parityaga phalgu vaivagata. Phalgu vaivagata. Phalgu means false. False. The phalgu from river phalgu. Here in India there is a river phalgu. You see that there is no water on the surface of the river. But if you push your hand within the sand, you'll get water. So phalgu vairagya means that I am giving up, renouncing everything superficially. But within me, there is a desire how to become God. I am giving up, but I cannot give up this desire. There is big philosophy of this point. They are trying to become one with God. But a devotee does not try to become one with God or separated from God. They are satisfied in whatever condition God gives him, he is satisfied. So, separated energy, in this way you have to understand that although this energy is separated from Krishna, it can be used for Krishna. And when it is used for Krishna, then it is spiritual. It is no more material. Material means forgetfulness. Karmis are constructing big houses, skyscraper houses. The purpose is to enjoy himself. The same thing, moving upon our body, mixing together, brick or stone or cement. If it is used for Krishna, then it is Yukta Vairagya. Anasattvasya visayat yatharam upajanyata nirmandi Krishna sambandha Yukta Vairagya mucchate. Kyavar philosophy is that, although this material world, humil upon our world, they are separated from Krishna, we can use it for Krishna. That's the same example. The tape recorder, it is material, but it can be used for Krishna's purpose. We are writing books, recording in the tape recorder. That nirmanne Krishna sambandha yukta vairagya mucchate. There is no need of giving up this humira pranalabhas, as Mahamadhi philosopher says. You can utilize, after all it is Krishna's energy. This is the best philosophy. That one man's property should be used for the proprietor. That is the best. So, we do not neglect this humming up, although it is separated energy. That when we reconnect in the service of the Lord, it becomes spiritual. It requires little time to understand. The example, as we have given many times, that if you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm. Warmer. Then when it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, but it is fire. Similarly, anything in this material world, humming upon all of us, although it is separated from Krishna, if you engage it in the service of Krishna, it is no more material, it is spiritual. This is the philosophy of Vaishnava. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandha Jutta Vaidhāda. So, this is Krishna consciousness. If you always remember that everything, whatever we are using, that is Krishna's energy. We are also Krishna's energy. Jiva Bhuta, that will be expressed in the next verse. Aparayam itastu vidhine prakriti para. Another prakriti, para prakriti. spiritual energy. What is that? Jiva Bhuta, Mahabhava Jaidam Dhatu. So, both of us, the matter is also Krishna's energy, and the spirit soul is also Krishna's energy. And there is another spiritual world, that is also Krishna's energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. So, when the spiritual energy is engaged in the service of Krishna in this material energy, Bhumi Rapa Analobai, that also becomes converted into spiritual energy exactly like that iron rod converted into fire. So it requires intelligence if you think how all things can be changed in the spiritual world. That is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.